This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, we are posting. I just talked to my wife, the webmaster for Prison Planet, for Infowars, Paul Watson, the webmaster for Prison Planet. We're posting, we're going to post multiple stories about the Dr. Kelly who testified before Parliament that the government was lying and he was being mistreated and basically threatened by Ministry of Defense for blowing the whistle. He's a high-level individual, blowing the whistle about Blair falsifying documents and stuff. Well, he's dead now, found out in the field, face down, disappeared after work. Please step into our van. And he's dead now, and we're posting all that right now. We update with our big update generally at about 12 noon now because we post so much more every day. It takes about 4 hours to post it all, 12 Central. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls, and let's talk to Barney in Maryland, and we'll go to Bob, Dan, Bob, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Barney.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing better than Dr. David Kelly, who exposed government lies in England and ended up dead a day later.
He lost another good man. I got 3 points, Alex. It was really nice that North Korea labeled their missile made in North Korea. It was found in Alaska.
Yeah, that's in my film, Police State 3. Missiles have been hitting us before the Iraq War. Dummy test missiles, and just like the Russians do in the movie The Widowmaker, it's a true story. Well, the North Koreans have done these tests, and they kept that quiet because it'd be hard to invade Iraq if the people knew we were getting hit by missiles.
Well, how do you know that the missile wasn't dropped out of a helicopter or got from American or Russian or Chinese sub?
Because North Korea admits on their own state-sponsored TV that they have shot, 5 missiles now over Japan, threatening them. And because our government didn't report it and told the South Koreans to shut up or they'd lose funding. So understand, Kim Jong-il wanted America to know, I've got nukes. He had nukes. They're saying he doesn't now. When I got articles from 5 years ago admitting he has them, he's tested nuclear bombs. He has warheads. Our government's given it to him. So, but they don't want you to know that. They want to say, oh, it's to stop it. Then we get nuked, as former Defense Secretary Perry said, and then we get into World War III, and then there's no liberties or freedoms because, oh, we're in a war for our survival.
Well, as far as...
They want a Pearl Harbor where we get nuked, Barney. Think of the insane police state that will come out of that.
The way it looks to me, it'd be too risky for them to rely on missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles or whatnot.
Former Defense Secretary says we will be nuked, Washington Post, by North Korea.
Well, they probably.
And I don't put it past the globalists to detonate one and say they did it.
They probably already got their warheads planted here in this country.
Well, the globalists are totally ruthless, and they want to re-engineer our society. They're putting the control grid in all around us right now.
Well, they wouldn't take a chance on losing their own people. They have to have them planted.
Well, that's why you got to watch out when, exactly, you got to watch out when the globalists are all out of town or at one meeting place or not in Washington. Just look out.
Yep. Okay, and when Bush predicted the war in Iraq would continue for decades, maybe 100 years, he appeared to know that they would have a never-ending guerrilla warfare.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful bring it on. He said a 100-year war and 63 countries on the hit list and a national compulsory draft. And, hey, hope you enjoy it, folks.
Well, the way I think it was in the American Free Press, they had an article where they interviewed these Iraqis that had taken refuge in an abandoned prison. And they said that they don't have any money or food or anything, and they've been forced out of their housing, and they said that if they have to die, they'd rather die fighting than starve to death. So
that's what happened. The Iraqis were pretty happy up front. But after the rapings and the mass shootings, they're fighting back. And the government claims it's the Goldstein Saddam. You know, he's doing it all. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on this live Friday edition. More of your calls and a bunch of news coming up that, believe me, you don't want to miss. The globalists are starting to panic. There are leaks all over the U.S. government, leaks from the Pentagon, leaks out of Congress, leaks out of England about how our governments knowingly have produced a bunch of false weapons evidence. It didn't fall out of an apple tree. It didn't come here in a meteor. It didn't show up in their toilet bowl or under a pillow. They manufactured it. The mobile weapons trucks that were for pumping up balloons, they knew day one they sold it to them. The mass graves, lies, all of it. Down the line, all lies put out. I mean, the Pentagon told us last year they were reauthorizing the Office of Strategic Information, the Office of Information or Disinformation. They said, quote, we're going to lie to you for your own good. So it's just amazing how they operate. And they started practicing it and saying, oh, that report was false. The Pentagon Office of Information isn't going to lie to you. That was the next press release after that one. It's kind of weird how they do. It's like they got like this weird law. They have to tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it. And this doctor who had been involved before in Parliament in the House of Commons exposing both in full view and in secret lies by the government and the manufacturing of evidence. This weapons inspector, who was involved with the reports, has been found dead today out of the field. Never came back from work, found out in the middle of nowhere, dead in the field. And the police, of course, won't tell us what his body looks like or how he died. And the family's got Scotland Yard there caring about them, but loving them and sure getting them back in line. And he had been threatened by the Ministry of Defense to keep quiet. They say he'd been, quote, mistreated. That's in the BBC. And, well, he's dead now. And this sends a nice message to everyone in government. Keep your mouth shut. We're going to gut this country. We're going to gut England. We're going to enslave the people. We're going to have a national draft. You're going to follow our orders. We're in control. Do you hear us? Do you understand? We're the New World Order. So as Blair was speaking to Congress, it looks like Mr. Kelly, right around that time, was a-dying out in the field with, I'm sure, some nice men around him. Wonder if they said sorry about this mate. You know, they say, hey, mate. I wonder if they said that to him out in the field. Well, they probably took him to a warehouse and killed him there and then threw him in the field. But and notice the body got found real quick in a rural, it says, in a right by some woods where there aren't a lot of people. They just happened to find him out in behind a fence. Oh, and but it says Downing Street, and the Ministry of Defense is very concerned about news that David Kelly has gone missing, and now his body's been found. And, well, that's too bad. But don't worry, the police are investigating. Government's on the job. Well, we appreciate Dr. Kelly telling the truth, and he had a good long life, and he stood up against evil and did the really manly thing. It's hard to go against the grain. It's really hard to go against the grain when it can get you killed. And they say it's harder to do that against your own government, like our founding fathers did. It's harder to do that psychologically, the studies show, than to charge a machine gun nest. We do it here every day. But we love our families, and we love humanity, and we don't want the blood of dead children being bombed worldwide on our hands. So when you think about it, the balance and what we're doing for humanity, the instinct to defend humanity and to resist dehumanization kicks in, and actually an endorphin flows, at least in my life, and I feel good. They could have my head in the guillotine and say, renounce Jesus Christ, accept the New World Order, go along with our system, submit to it, accept it, accept the evil we carry out, and or we're going to flip the lever, and I'd say, flip away. I'd say, God, I hope God forgives you, because you don't know what you do, you poor little slave, you coward. But see, this is the tyranny's begun, folks. The killings and the arrest of people that blow the whistle in government. The tyranny's begun where the enforcer's doing it, when they're killing their own, they're afraid. And they, when they're driving back after killing innocent, good people, they say to each other, well, we got our files, put up in the right spot. If they do it to us, we'll release it. They're all busy blackmailing each other and the rest of it. I mean, how do you do it? How do you kill good guys? Well, you just do it. There's some sick rationale. Well, he's upsetting our whole agenda, and he released classified information about our program to put out false evidence, weapons of mass destruction. Men, you've been trusting other operations. You'll be rewarded well. Dr. Kelly has to go. Let's go back to the calls. Talk to Bob in New York and Dan in Illinois, Bob in Los Angeles, Ed in Pennsylvania, and others. Quickly, callers, I want to go to you quick. Bob, New York, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, I got a whole bunch of muck for you here today. Okay. William Donaldson was appointed the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Always Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones forever till the day he dies. Till the day he dies.
But a roommate with Bush in the ceremony. The Christian ceremony.
He's handing Elliot Spitzer his hat and says, no, we don't really want you involved in this massive corporate fraud on Wall Street anymore. And there's a bill pending in the House that will kind of hand him his hat and say, thanks, Elliot Spitzer, but have a nice day. Not that I think that he's Mr. Super Crime Fighter, but still, you know, at least we got some action. Now Donaldson's trying to preempt of all that, so they don't even have to answer any
questions. The people that had the key documents died at Arthur Anderson and Enron.
Exactly.
They both got shot in the head in cars.
Shredding the documents for weeks while the government sits around and does absolutely nothing.
Well, that's okay.
They're nuts. Let me go on here. Captain Morgan's Rum. Okay, have you seen this commercial on TV?
No, but I know the captain's been there.
You never see his face, and he's always got this evil chuckle while the little MTVites dance around in their bikinis, etc. But real weird, at the end of the commercial, this guy holds up this, it looks like something out of some sci-fi movie like, Aliens or whatever, and he holds it up, and it does a retinal scan on the individual that's looking. And it says, oh, you're approved to party, you're 21. I don't know if anybody picked up on that one, but I found that really weird.
Of course, and I hope somebody sends it to me. Please tape it.
Okay,
But, I mean, listen, there was a directive for Hollywood. They had a big meeting with Carl Rowe and Lionel Chetwin and others, and that's admitted. I mean, it's everywhere. It's in watch kids' cartoons. All the new kids' cartoons that I've seen.
Everywhere.
Retina scanning, DNA testing, to go to school, being frisked by police in black uniforms. The UN troops are here in America to keep us safe because the aliens are attacking.
Yeah.
Retina scanning, thumb scanning everywhere. And see, now it's a status thing. Oh, you retina scan. Oh, let's see if you're acceptable to rite of passage. Oh, you're retina scanned. See, now there's fake IDs. You've got a retina scan to get into a bar. I told you to buy and sell. You go into Target, you go into Kinko's, it takes your card now into the machine. You're not a good globalist. They take your card. They've announced satellite tracking and taxation to begin in the next few years of all cars. I mean, sir, it's horrible. And the young people are totally buying it. Thanks for the call.
Two more points, Alex, real quick.
Okay, you got to quit doing this, man. I got a lot of other callers.
Okay, one about Mr. Kelly. Okay. He was fosterized. That's all I got to say.
Who?
Fosterized. Mr. Kelly, the guy who was just assassinated in England.
Yeah, I'm not. Absolutely. You're making great points, Bob. I got all these callers I got to get to them. I'm trying to make myself get the callers quicker. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Dan in Illinois, you're on the air, Dan.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, sir.
Listen, that's a very syndicate mafia kind of hit, wasn't it? Message and all.
Well, they want you to know. Yeah, it's face down in the field, after being threatened that you could be in trouble with security for doing this, you better watch it. That's in the news article and then dead.
Right. I mean, it's just the message is there, just like anybody that turns on us.
Please come with us, Dr. Kelly. Well, what's going on? We need to speak to you.
Right.
The Prime Minister's very angry.
Probably put the hood over him and everything. But the other two things I wanted to say is that I happened to see Blair being received by the Congress yesterday.
No, when he announced New World Order.
No, but the reception. This is the Congress that's going to investigate weapons of mass destruction. They received this guy as if he was God. I mean, it made me so sick.
Well, the governor of Oceania arrived, and you hear the neocons. The neocon websites are selling T-shirts of Tony Blair.
Oh, my God.
The ultimate liberal, and it's, oh, he's so good, oh, I love him, oh.
He's booed in his own parliament.
It doesn't matter, not over here.
I mean, my goodness. But anyway, here's
the... But, of course, it's now come out that while he was here, Mr. Dr. Kelly was dying.
It had been about midnight over there, so...
What else is on your mind?
I was just going to say, you were talking about the oil is only one of the issues. I think the main issue, Alex, is very clear to me. These people love murder and torture because they're torturing and murdering their own troops over. Their own people are getting...
No, they're huffing to you. The Army's head guy they sent to investigate it quit and said, yeah, our troops have got rashes and have got it in their blood. It's horrible.
They're
bring
suffering.
It on.
They're
but
suffering
the
with
neocon drives along. He just goes, bring it on.
Right. They're suffering.
Someone, their son's dying at 25 of lung cancer. Just sit, lean over him as he dies and does his death rattle on the table and say, bring it on.
And you got all these 120 degree weather. They're getting sick plus the uranium. I mean, they're genocizing them. I mean, that's what they love. They love the murder. And
they
torture.
Always kill our troops. Agent Orange, Sarin VXDU, last war, don't treat them. Now admitted they were hit with it. Government knew day one. But that's how you support the troops. You just use them up. Don't worry, they'll have a new crowd of young people. They're going to have the national draft. I mean, come on, baby. There's lots of death to go around. We'll take more calls when we get back.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237. Federal Reserve, no more federal than Federal Express, and they have no reserves. Our once mighty greenback is losing more value every day. Your fortune is dwindling, and your children's future looks even worse. It's all a result of the power-hungry Federal Reserve. The less wealth you have, the more control they have over you. But what can you do about it? We're all reliant on their funny money for our daily transactions. Well, not anymore. The Liberty Dollar is a silver-backed currency that competes directly with the Fed's fiat currency. It's inflation-proof, and its value is inherent. Get it at wishgranted.com or call toll-free 1-800-850-8998. Now you can escape the greed and control of the Federal Reserve. Thousands of patriots already have, and that means more honorable businesses are accepting the Liberty Dollar every day. Go to wishgranted.com or call 800-850-8998. That's 800-850-8998 to get your Liberty Dollars today. With your help, decent Americans can wipe out the Fed and return to currency with real value, just like the Constitution intended. Go to wishgranted.com today and free yourself with the Liberty Dollar.
I got a star on my car.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, I do this show. And we are about to go to Bottom, Los Angeles, Ed in Pennsylvania, Jim in Texas, Ron in New York, and many others that are patiently holding the toll-free number to join us on air on this live Friday edition on this pro-family, pro-God, pro-country, pro-border, pro-gun, liberal show. Because if you're for all that, you're a liberal. If you're against all that, you're now a neocon. Ron Paul's being called liberal now because he's for lower taxes and smaller government. And he did a big speech about the neocons called Neocon. Well, talk about a powerful speech, although the ultimate threat but we're about to go back to your calls. But I wanted to hit on this story here because this is Judicial Watch, and no, they're not neocons. They actually sued Bill Clinton and tried to punish him. They're not protecting him. So again, they're not conservatives. They're liberals. They went after Bill Clinton. They have integrity. They're pro Constitution. That means they're bad. May even, you know, be well with the bad people. But again, I'm starting to learn the new paradigm here. Cheney's Energy Task Force documents feature map of Iraq oil fields. Oh, unbelievable. No wonder Cheney didn't want these to be released, but finally a judge ordered it happen. And, of course, it's partisan. Again, that's what their separation of powers. The founding fathers knew both sides would be corrupt, so they would fight with each other. Gridlock is good, according to the founding fathers, not the liberals and neocons. Commerce and State Department reports the task force detailed oil fields and gas projects, contracts, and exploration. And they listed oil companies that wanted it, and those just so happened to be the oil companies that got the contracts and gave money to the White House in its election. Judicial Watch, the public interest group that investigates and prosecutes government corruption and abuse, that means they're bad, and according to the neocons, said today that documents turned over by the Commerce Department under court order as a result of Judicial Watch's Freedom of Information Act lawsuit concerning the activities of Cheney's Energy Task Force contain a map of Iraqi oil fields, pipelines, refineries, and terminals, as well as two charts detailing Iraq oil fields, gas projects, and foreign suitors for Iraqi oil field contracts. The documents, which are dated March 2001, are available on the Internet at judicialwatch.org. So, very, very interesting. Right before September 11th, eyeing the goodies. And then, of course, they were eyeing the goodies in 96 and 98 and 99 and 2000 when Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, and others wrote the PNAC documents that are on their own website. They don't hide them where they say, Saddam's not a threat, quote, we want his oil, great military base, New World Order this, New World Order that. Maybe you heard Blair say New World Order yesterday. Tony Blair in the House of Commons subgroup called Congress. So there you have it. And it goes on and on about how they wanted the oil. But again, you're a liberal if you say that, and the Democrats are using it for partisan aims. The Democrats all voted for this war. And of course they're using it for partisan aims. Does that mean it's okay? I mean, let's say a Republican got caught robbing a bank. Okay, they caught him outside with the black mask on and the bags of money. Well, they think he was a SWAT team leader and probably give him a... I'm sorry, good people wear ski masks. Forget the ski mask part. No, I used to that was bad. It's good now. A robber gets caught, and it turns out to be a senator, and it's a Democrat. If the Republicans say that's bad, would they be partisan? Should the guy be let go because the Democrat said it was bad, or if it was a Republican or a Democrat, you know, vice versa? I mean, is a crime is a lie is a fraud, putting our troops in harm's way when we have their own admitted documents saying it's about oil and world government? You know, they say it's not just about oil, though, and it's true. It's about world government. It's about an empire. It's about everybody being afraid and doing what the globalists say, including you. And they got a national draft ready for your kids. So don't be an idiot. Don't have your son or daughter come back with their legs blown off by a landmine for a bunch of dirty bankers. Don't be part of it. And don't let the media show you all the dirty hippies promoting the UN who are against the war for all the wrong reasons and then make you use reverse psychology so you support the war. Those dirty, gun-grabbing, socialistic, un-American, CPS-promoting trash heads are useful idiots and are dangerous. And they are in the hip pocket of Bush and all the red, John Kerry, Mr. Skull and Bones. And they need to stop being naive, just like the mindless, idiot neocon followers that are destroying America. I'm sick of all of you idiots. You're all part of the establishment. You're all being drugged around by your hair willingly, and I'm sick of it. Our whole society is being swallowed by a military-industrial complex that's going to micromanage our lives, tax the living daylights out of us, take our private property. And they're going to double-team us with this New World Order left-right system. Wake up to that, people, and boycott the neocons. We'll be right back with your calls and a bunch of news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies.
.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Government, the judges, the executive, the intelligence agencies, so they can carry out bigger and bigger scams, bigger and bigger crimes against humanity, and legitimize it and legalize it, and never be called on the carpet, never be punished. And so their crimes and their evil just get more and more insane, more and more delusional. They get on more and more insane power trips. It's the nature of history. And you sit there in naive fashion as the most horrible stuff imaginable out of some horrible late-night science fiction movie is being made mainstream and manifest, and send me emails, you won't call in, threatening to kill me. I got this email, I'm going to come and kill you, because you're a liberal, because you ain't for the war. These people are so dumb, they don't even know I can have the person arrested for what they did. It's sick, and I'm sick of you, and I'm sick of all your half-baked lies. And just all of it. I love this country, and I can't stand watching it get butchered and our children's futures being flushed down the toilet. All right, Michelle in Rhode Island, and Bob in Los Angeles, and Ed in Pennsylvania, and Jim in Texas, and Ron in New York, and many others. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. And yes, there's a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to yet. We've already covered a lot of it, though, so stay with us. Before I go any further, though, Herbal Healer Academy, folks, have been around since 1988, and they give you a free 120-page catalog. They got vitamins, minerals, books on herbs and oils and stuff naturally occurring in your area. They have correspondence courses in naturopathic medicine, DHEA, colloidal silver, growth hormone, coral calcium, beta glucans. Folks, this catalog is 120 pages, you know, color cover, professionally produced. So well done. Again, different regions of the country, stuff that grows in your area, natural detox that is not ridiculously expensive. Believe me, this is a great source, and they're really good people. Call and get the free catalog, and call and get their free newsletter, and sign up for it online to get them to mail you a free catalog, or get their free newsletter online, or they'll mail it to you if you don't have a computer. Both the catalog and the monthly newsletter. Give them a call right now and tell them Alex Jones sent you. They're also a great sponsor, and they're patriots. 870-269-4177. 870-269-4177. Herbal Healer Academy. Or go to herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. We have a big fat banner on the side of the website. On Infowars.com and on PrisonPlanet.com. So don't wait. Take control of your life, folks. That's what we do here. We tell you to buy guns. We tell you to get on vitamins and liquid vitamins and minerals. We tell you to get good water filters. We tell you to get private property, to get out of debt. You know, just basic, simple stuff, folks. And this is a good source, a great source for that. 870-269-4177. HerbalHealer.com. And then last but not least, I have produced 9 documentary films, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Police State 3, my newest film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, my best film, part 2 of that, which is excellent, The Masters of Terror. They're all excellent. They're all over 2 hours long. Police State 3 is 2 hours and 40 minutes. It's really 3 films in one, $25.95. Order 3 or more of any of my 9 videos. And they all drop down to $20 a piece, big discount, and your purchase supports this broadcast. And I authorize you, I beg you, I encourage you to make copies of my videos, to air them on Access TV, to get them out to opinion makers, to make hundreds of copies. Please, they're converting, they're unlocking the minds of 90% of those on average that see them, especially Road to Tyranny. If you haven't gotten my videos, why are you waiting?
888-253-3139. This is 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or net to order. Again, PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or net. There's no PrisonPlanet.net. PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net to order via our secure online shopping cart. One more time, that's 888-253-3139 or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And all that evil men entire see to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Why stand you here idle? The war has already begun. We are the restorationists against the revolutionaries. We are trying to restore our constitutional republic. We want America back. We are the counter-revolutionaries. We are fighting the enemy combatants that run the halls of Congress and the White House on both sides of the aisle. We are fighting the technicians of the military-industrial complex that's owned by the private central banks. We are trying to get America back. Ladies and gentlemen, join us now. Somebody tuning in going, man, this guy gets too excited for me. Why is it normal to yell and scream about a baseball or football game and get so upset and all the mindless details and minutiae, but you know about the Bill of Rights, you're some kind of weirdo. See how brainwashed you are? All right, let's go to the calls as promised. And I forgot to plug this. We have a new affiliate in Rhode Island. And I want to thank Mr. Blood there. They sold their WALE, 50,000 Water. We're on another big station. And now we're on another station in Rhode Island. I was given this a few weeks ago, never plugged it. But listening out in Rhode Island is Michelle. Michelle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. My name is Michelle Freeman, and my husband's Ben Freeman, and he's on WARL, and I just want to let you know.
Tell us the call letters, and tell us about the station.
It's WARL, Power 1320, and it's Reality Radio.
Oh, what a good name.
And they cover pretty much Providence and up to Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Now, where is this based?
It's based in Providence, and they're upping their wattage so that they have, you know, that they can reach more listeners.
But they already cover most of that state and into Massachusetts. That's good.
Yeah, and it's they're doing a really good job. They've got Joyce and Dave on in the morning, and then a lot of programs. Jack Blood's on Saturday, and I just wanted to ask your permission if I could talk about a little bit about my husband's show.
Oh, that's fine. And when am I on there?
You are on right now.
Well, that's good.
You're on every day live. So
well, that's exciting. Folks need to support that station and tell 10 people a day about it. And when is your husband's broadcast on?
He's on Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and his show is called The Benferno.
The Benferno. Instead of the Inferno, the Benferno. So that's 1320, you say, covering Rhode Island.
Yes, and you are his hero.
Well,
he's been listening to you for many, many years. A friend of his named Steve got him started listening to you about 6 years ago, and he didn't believe anything at first. He just went over there, you know, and hung out and listened. And he and I got married about 2 years ago, and he started telling me about the New World Order. I didn't believe any of it, and I started looking into it, and I started listening to you and some other people, and reading and really researching for myself.
Now, see, that's the thing. I mean, a couple of years ago, though, I can understand how you wouldn't believe it because the news would say, dangerous people talk about a New World Order.
Yeah.
And Blair said New World Order twice in his speech yesterday.
Yeah, and I think that the people, I am a fundraiser for a charity, and I talk to people every day, and I ask them, do you know what the Patriot Act is? Do you understand what it's doing to us? Do you understand that your liberties are at risk here, that they're in jeopardy? You understand this, and they know. People know what's going on.
Hey, look, I do, I don't know the average. I mean, I've done now over 1,000 interviews since September 11th, and I've been on, you know, syndicated Jeff Rentz, it's a friendly audience, and I've been on Ken Hamblin, who's kind of a neocon, but he's really a good guy because he's has me on and, you know, at least lets me talk. But Pacifica Radio, liberal, conservative, and on average, you know, KOA, KFI, I'll take 30 calls, you know, as a guest on, and maybe one person disagrees, and they say, I want to kill you. You know, it'll be, you should be in jail. You shouldn't be allowed to talk like this. And I'm going, well, I'm just reading from a bill here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're winning the fight. That's why they're panicking.
I don't remember the guy's name, but he said he was covering for Rush yesterday, and I was listening to him talk about the Frankenfood and how it's okay because we've been doing it. We've been genetically mutating food for thousands of years or something under the Mendel, you know, Gregory, the Mendel, the monk. And the one, a scientist called in and said, no, Mendel did something completely different. He did hybrids of peas, and he let nature take its course.
Look, all that is hybrids crossing plants, pollinating each other. It's not putting human genes in tomatoes with cockroach genes. It's not putting AIDS virus in pharmacological corn and planting it all over Texas, and it jumped into soybeans. Source Associated Press, the stuff has AIDS in it. This is what I'm saying. Neocon Radio does this now. I've heard all of them say,
sweatshops.
Hold on a second, Michelle, this is important. I've heard them, and I monitor them, and now they've gotten worse than ever. They are so evil. It's like, I'd call it Nazi radio or something. They say, genetically engineered food is wholesome and good. You're a lying liberal if you say it's not.
Yep.
They say sweatshops are good and are good for children, and the liberals lie about it when the liberals are all for it.
Yep.
They say a little gun control's good. It's all an advertisement for evil. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I saw it in the newspaper, too, that the mainstream media is you know, sending out this propaganda that the Frankenfood is okay for you and that we're feeding people that are poor with it and everything, and that's a bunch of crap.
It is. Hey, listen, I appreciate your call, and God bless you. And for every one of our affiliates, whether it's in Rochester, New York, or in Rhode Island, or Austin, Texas, or Denver, Colorado, or Albuquerque, New Mexico, or, you know, Northern California, Pensacola, Florida, Tampa, Florida, everywhere we are on the radio. I am telling you, folks, you know this stuff's true. We document everything we talk about is right out there in the open from a bill, from a news story, and we're fighting for America. Please tell 10 people a day about the AM or FM affiliate you listen to. Please do it. And I can't say anything for other shows, but I can say for mine, we're not an infomercial. I talk about things I really believe in. We don't compromise. We talk about real information. What I tell you is the best understanding I have. We do this in a fearless fashion. I know we can win this thing, but you got to tell 10 people a day about InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Let's say you're listening to us on AM or FM in your area. You know, Fredericksburg, Texas, or Kerrville, Texas, or, you know, wherever. Or North Texas. And you're listening to us, but your family in New Jersey or California or Oklahoma doesn't have an affiliate. They got a computer, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Shortwave, you know, a lot of people got a shortwave or you shouldn't get one. Listen to all 6 hours of the show, 11 to 2, every day, Central, 12.172, 9320, at night, 9 to midnight, 5.085, 6890. Tell people grassroots power. That's why with my films I say make copies. It's powerful. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Bob in Los Angeles. Bob, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex Jones. I'm Bob Jones. I'm from L.A., and I'd like to say the night of the long knives has begun. It's going to be a feeding frenzy of the hyenas. They're going to eat each other, trying to protect each other. And you just look back at...
Well, Bob, number one, do me a favor. This is out of control. The listeners giving their last names. Just don't do it.
Oh, okay.
Because you could call in and say you were somebody else and you really weren't. Now, I'm going to have to cut people off if they do. I'm not mad at people, but it's like two in a row. This is getting out of control.
Oh, okay.
But no, it's okay. But hold on just a second. Hold on just a second. For those that don't know what Night of the Long Knives is, tell them and then go ahead.
Okay. So, I mean, we look back at Vince Foster and Ron Brown and Mary Mulhaney there. What happens when you step in the face of these power mongers? I myself, like you, have fought against the government as far as the identity issues. I fought against Los Angeles Police Department, got rid of my Social Security number, revoked my Social Security number, driver's license, did all that, and I ended up spending 2.5 years in the county jail. And they said in the court that they had to punish me extraordinarily because I'm a constitutionalist. They said that in open court.
FBI argued in Denver last year, Denver Post, that the Constitution is not admissible and has connections to terrorists.
Well, the Constitution is their contract not to violate our rights. And that's They're saying that. They're saying that their oath of office.
Well, I have FEMA on tape saying it's a terrorist document. I mean, I have them on video. This is what they teach police.
You remember the days of the towers and feathers and, you know, scalding tea and the hangings. You know, that's, they're just inviting upon themselves,
No, I think you should submit to whatever tyranny. I think that it was wrong that blacks stood up against slavery. I think that it was wrong that some of the Jews fought back in Nazi Germany. I don't think we have a right to fight back against tyranny. So I'm going to take the mainstream view here. I think you should grovel. I think if a cop wants to rape your wife or take your house or come over and order you to mow their lawn, I think you should do it. Of course, I'm being sarcastic here, illustrating evil by pointing it out. Of course, I think what Hitler did was wrong and slavery was wrong. But no, they say you will submit to them, you will accept whatever corruption. And but for those who don't know, Neither Long Knives was killing Jens Röhm and the SA that helped bring the Hitler and his SS, the brown shirts. It was killing off the brown shirts, the street thugs, the lower level idiot criminals that helped them. And that's always the group that's greatest feeding frenzies on. But I don't want to say that Dr. David Kelly, he's an honorable man, had a good record, blew the whistle on Blair lying, that Blair knew the documents were fake. And a day after going before the parliament, he was found dead in a field.
Well, one more point. You know, I was looking at Bush and the Prime Minister of England walking together. They look like two gay guys prancing in the woods. I mean, what's up with that? I mean, they look like they're in love with each other.
They are in love with each other.
Should be down here in West Hollywood working it. So anyways, I'm sorry for the shock news here, so thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Please, we have a family audience here. That's what they do at Skull and Bones, though, according to MSNBC and USA Today. And according to Washington Times, what they bust in at Bohemian Grove. But, hey, that's conservatism. And I'm pro-gun. I'm a liberal. It's all too insane. Oh, my goodness. I don't know about him and Blair, though. I don't know. Let's go ahead. He's just a puppet, though, but I shouldn't even talk about Bush. I mean, he's not running anything. I'm sure if he asks his daddy for something, he can get it, though. Let's go ahead and talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Kelly's a good Irish name, so they probably said you should have kept your mouth shut, Mick, before they killed him.
Yeah, probably did, yeah.
And,
But see, I'm a Hind 57. I'm Welsh and Irish and Scottish and Comanche, so.
Same here, brother. Big news today, they keep talking about Iran with this enriched uranium. They're pushing that real big on the news right now.
Oh, it's good for you. In fact, they suggest you eat it with your Wheaties.
Good excuse for us to go over there and start some trouble. And England, they got to put some more cameras in. They could have caught these guys killing this poor doctor, you know?
Oh, yes. They have them in the fields now, the cameras that analyze movements. Of course, I'm sure the police officers will have their images taken out of the database, so... Anything else you'd like to add there?
Did you see the Terminator yet?
No. Is it New World Order propaganda?
It was, robots for crowd control.
I'll tell you what I want to see is King Conan. You know they're going to make another Conan.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I will go see that. I like the first Conan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Homeowners, if you're drowning in high-interest credit card debt or have been turned down for credit elsewhere, grab a pen and get ready to jot down a toll-free number, because the credit people have got some great news for you. Right now, interest rates are at historic lows, which makes this the perfect time to call the credit people for a fast, no-hassle debt consolidation loan. We've helped thousands of homeowners lower their monthly payments, making it possible to get out of debt quickly and easily. Slow credit, bad credit, no problem. Our professional advisors will work with you to customize a loan just right for your needs, with no hidden points or tack-on charges. And unlike so-called debt counseling programs, working with the credit people can actually strengthen your credit. Don't wait another minute. Call the credit people at 1-866-510-3328 for a free, no-obligation analysis of your current debt situation. Whatever it takes to lower your monthly payments, our experts can help. Call 1-866-510-DEBT right now. That's 1-866-510-3328. The credit people. High interest in people, low interest on loans.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Yeah, they probably did say something insulting to this Irish doctor who worked in the government at the highest levels and exposed Blair's lying. He was Irish, probably did, but again, I'm a high 57. My mom's side of the family's German. They're Alsatian, that's French German, southern Germany, and then some other German, and then my dad's side's the high 57. Quite a bit of a Comanche, and then Welsh, of course, Jones, and Irish and Scottish and all that good stuff. But yeah, over in England, they have no problem killing the Irish. In fact, MI6 and MI5 have been caught quite a few times blowing stuff up and blaming it on the Irish. That's, by the way, been in all their big papers. So that's the type of folks we're talking about. If they'll blow up a school bus full of kids, I mean, there's a lot they'll do. And that's an interesting story. I'm sad that Mr. Kelly's dead. We're about to go to Jim and Ron and David and who is that in Idaho? Dan, you say? Dan and others. But what I want to do now is everybody be patient. I'll just get to you straight your calls the next hour. It's about 4.5 minutes away because I want to go ahead and blitz through some news I didn't get to, and then I'll get into more detail on it the next hour if we take calls. Just recapping, Cheney Energy Task Force had maps of who was going to get the oil in Iraq and where all the oil fields were before September 11th. You talk about planning. They did a lot of planning. No wonder they didn't want this to be released. Look for another attack real quick to smoke screen this so the serial killers can pose as our saviors. I'm sad for those that are going to die. I wish they wouldn't do it. We're trying to stop them right now here on the air, putting our lives on the line doing it, by the way. Iraq uranium forgeries crudely done, newspaper reveals. That's right, my friends. Iraq uranium forgeries crudely done, newspaper reveals. And it turns out that it was a first by our government and totally fake. Walmart is claiming that they are not going to put chips in the clothes and the shoes, but it turns out that's not true. They're just putting them in the goods right now. They won't track you yet, they claim. Again, this is a tactic. When they get caught doing something, they say, okay, we're not going to do it for 5 minutes, and then they're back 5 minutes later. Senator Graham out of Florida, who, by the way, was involved in the Intelligence Committee's meeting with the heads of Al-Qaeda and others, and that's Associated Press, by the way, is now playing good cop, saying that Bush should be impeached. Democrat eyes potential grounds for Bush impeachment. More on that coming up. But it's all staged. Also, again, I want to read some of Tony Blair's speech where he called for a new world order and then said, the new world must have order. Ha ha. Nice little play on words there. Also, the German cannibal homosexual ring
with 400 plus people involved and people donating themselves to be slaughtered and butchered and eaten. But I think that's deviant. But of course, I can be arrested according to hate crimes laws under the EU for saying that these cults are deviant. That's BBC. You might have heard about it. And scientists to clone a mammoth. It's official. Also on sale in Taiwan. Fish that have been crossed with jellyfish. Again, it's like Blade Runner. It's here, folks. But this genetic engineering, it's just like crossing two corn species like they did thousands of years ago. You know, cockroach genes in your tomatoes and goats that are spliced with spiders that produce body armor out of their udders. That's all no big deal, the neocons say. And I've even heard the neocons on the air saying sweatshops are really pretty good, and it gives the kids an opportunity, and it's not as bad as the liberals say. No, gun control's good. The liberals are against it. See, I actually heard conservatives now. If you know, these liberals are saying Bush is anti-gun. That's a sneaky lie they've put out. Taiwan shopkeepers unveil Frankenfish. Yes, all the genetic engineering. It's just all natural. It's good for you. The Starlink corn was good for you too. It didn't cause allergic reactions, and of course the pigs wouldn't eat it, but it's still good for you. Animals, barnyard animals won't eat it, but it's good for you. That's what neocon radio is now. I can't believe them. Sweatshops are good. Torture's good. Patriot Act doesn't take your rights. Bunch of other news coming up. It's a big third hour. Stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation. But during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...